Peter Pulma and his wife came to America in 2007 when corn prices were at record levels and milk prices were the lowest in several years. They built a dairy on Highway 3 near Allison in Butler County. They struggled financially for months before filing for bankruptcy last year.
We had to stop farming. We turned the farm over to the bank because, you know, we were not able to run the farm anymore because we were not able to pay the bills.
Pulma and his wife are one of six families who've moved to Iowa from the Netherlands since 2005 as part of the new farm family project that was initiated by a Dutch company, Atlantic Business Development, and overseen by Iowa State University Extension and Atlantic USA. Cal Schacht is president of Atlantic USA, a for-profit agricultural business. He says the idea became reality after legislation was approved that allowed the farmers to get an EB-5 visa and become permanent residents.
The investor visa requires that a dairyman invest $500,000, which is not a problem when you're building a dairy, but also has to employ 10 people directly or indirectly at the end of 2 years. So we had to create an economic model that would show a 300-cow dairy doing this. Originally, we thought maybe 150 cows would be the right size to start, but that just didn't work out for this requirement.
A business plan was then developed for each farmer based on a number of items, including feed and milk prices and the cost of labor. The plan was then approved and signed by the company, representatives of the project, and the farmer. Edward Ruling and his wife Reese and their children were the first family to arrive in Iowa. They built a 300-cow operation near Shell Rock in Butler County. He says he thinks the business plans were flawed from the start because they didn't allow for fluctuation in the markets.
Nothing was matching. Cows were more expensive, feed was more expensive. We couldn't make any profit at that time. And the only thing in return we got at that time is, oh, it will change. This is just temporary, but it never changed. We're here now 5 years, and finally now we had to figure it out the hard way ourselves how to make some money.
Ruling says they and the others believe that the payment they made at the time they signed the contract, which was written in Dutch, included everything, such as advice from farm organizations. He says two of the five families who came after them, including the Pulmas, have had to file for bankruptcy. Jan and Doreen Boulin have taken over one of those farms near Brooklyn in Poweshiek County. In order to satisfy immigration requirements, they've had to increase the herd from 300 cows to more than 700. Doreen says she loves living in Iowa, but given the opportunity, she would do things differently.
If I would have done it again, then I won't sign anything. I would go, you know, and I would live maybe for 2 weeks or something with a Dutch farmer or an American farmer, see how it would go, and then really, really investigate very, very deep what kind of opportunities I would have without signing up for anything. Because it costs you a lot of money. You can buy a lot of cows for that money. And that is basically where dairy is about the cows.
In the States for about a year and a half, Boulin says she continues to struggle with the idea of writing checks, something she never did in the Netherlands because all transactions are done electronically. But not all the Dutch farmers are critical of the process. Wietse Albers in northwest Iowa's O'Brien County says he actually got a refund of sorts when his barn was finished ahead of schedule.
When another installment was had to be made, we contacted Atlantic and asked them, since they really didn't do that part of the contract, not because they couldn't do it, but because we were ahead of them and already this was done, if they would waive that fee. And they agreed on doing that. Then after the whole farm was set up, I think it was about a year after we located here, Atlantic once again became involved, and they made sure that our EB-5 application was finalized, and we went to Canada at the time, and it got approved without any questions.
Albers concedes that Atlantic is not the best business partner, but he's grateful for the help they provided in making sure his family is in the U.S. legally. Even with the miscommunication, language barriers, and unmet expectations, Iowa's program has been far more successful than those in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. Dutch farmers in Ohio report that in some instances, a year and a half after the contracts are signed, a shovel of dirt has yet to be turned for the construction of their dairy or their house. More than 20 have returned to their homeland, ashamed, heartbroken, and penniless. As for Iowa's new farm family project, it's on hold. Atlantic USA's Cal Schacht says because the dairy industry for all American farmers is so volatile, it's best to wait until the market is better. He also admits the outcome is much different than what developers had envisioned.
I think we've learned from each dairy, but we've learned something different from each dairy. I think some of them expected more help from Iowa State than they felt they received, but I also think they received a great deal of help from the Iowa State Extension Service, both from farm management specialists and from dairy specialists. But we weren't able to actually get on the farm and do the job for them. And some expected that and some didn't.
Schacht says he thinks those who are still in business will eventually turn a profit because they've made it through hard times. As for Peter Pulma, he and his family will return to the Netherlands for good later this month, having lost their life savings on the promise of an American dream that turned into a nightmare.
I think, it's just a bunch of crooks. It's just the way it is.
In Butler County, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.